Farm Foundation. Folks hear that? Tell us what the Farm Foundation is. What's it all about?
Farm Foundation is a public charitable organization founded in 1933 to work on to be an objective voice to work on policy issues involving food, agriculture, and rural communities.
Now, this is something obviously nationwide then, right?
Yeah, this is a nation. We work on national policy, some international issues, but mostly national policy on food, ag, and rural communities.
And you all are having a series of meetings, six of them, as a matter of fact, across the nation, one of them here in Alabama. What are these meetings all about then?
Well, Randall, the big picture is the in the 2008 Farm Bill, Congress reauthorized what is known as the Soil and Water Conservation Act, or the Resource Conservation, RCA, process for short. And part of that process, initially in 1977, again in 1996, reauthorized in 2008, was calls for a report from USDA to analyze policy in their programs, conservation programs, what's working, analyze what they need to do to improve conservation programs and policy going forward. So with the 2012 Farm Bill on the horizon, we, along with the American Farmland Trust and several agencies of USDA led by the National Resource Conservation Service, are working on that RCA process, which includes six regional meetings, as you mentioned. We had one in New York. We've been in Portland, Oregon, Mesa, Arizona, Fort Collins, Colorado, Rock Island, Illinois, and the last meeting here is in Columbiana here today. And we're working with, again, NRCS and others to capture information from working farmers, boots on the ground folks from agriculture, production agriculture, the natural resource community, the conservation community, and academia, again, looking at conservation, USDA conservation policies and programs that are working and where those could be improved upon going forward. And there's reason to believe, given the timing of the RCA report that's due in January of 2012 and the 2012 Farm Bill, that the outcome of this this process, which culminates with a meeting April 7th and 8th, a national forum in Washington looking at these conservation issues, will be a baseline or an opportunity for the conservation title of the Farm Bill in the 2012 Farm Bill discussions. And so it's pretty important.
I was going to say, all of this information, I take it then, is compiled, as you just said, basically, and hopefully will be something that will be used. We're never guaranteed, but I guess you're hoping that this will be used in the new Farm Bill.
Well, that certainly seems to be the direction. There's a Blue Ribbon panel that was established by USDA coming from academics, farmers, former federal employees and administrators from around the country that have a vested interest and experience in conservation programs. They put that Blue Ribbon panel together to help facilitate this process and to report on this on the regional meetings to that national forum in Washington in April. The Blue Ribbon panel will be reporting the outcomes of these six meetings as part of that national forum in April. And so as that all gets pulled together, the landscape land management people with the national policymakers and that national input is gained at the national meeting, all that will come together and be input to USDA in finalizing their Resource Conservation Act report to Congress.
Who has the majority of the input at these meetings been coming from? Have you heard from a variety of folks, I take it?
Yeah, we've invited a variety of folks, farmers that have experience and ranchers that have experience with working with NRCS and other USDA conservation programs, FSA, BLM, Forest Service, others. And we've had academics who have studied policy, look at climate variability to look at what the impacts and what that variability in climate might mean to farmers and ranchers and how they manage those operations, and also a balance with environmentalists and conservation groups who have a interest in landscape and working landscapes and otherwise in protecting and utilizing our natural resources.
Have you been happy with the meetings thus far?
Been very happy. It's a busy time of the year, and so we've not had exactly the turnout we had anticipated, but we've averaged 45 to 50 folks at each of the six meetings and have had good dialogue with the audience. And so I think we're capturing the information that USDA was after, and it'll be good input to their RCA process as they move forward.